You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Chanel Burns serves her son, Connor Coble, 19, with an eviction notice. Burns gives Coble 30 days to find a job and start contributing to the household, or he will be forced to move out. After the conversation, he attacks his own mother, strangling her while she desperately scratches his face and arms. When his mom stops struggling, he calls 911 and turns himself in.
Nancy, Burns outlined several responsibilities for Coble, like cleaning his room, pitching in for groceries, and helping maintain the common areas. Burns, a Loyola University administrator, suffered severe brain damage from her son's attack and died in a hospital 2 days later. Coble, a Merchant Marine Academy student, called 911 five times after the attack.
Connor Coble pleads not guilty to ag battery and murder. James Box gets angry when the driver in front of him slows down in heavy rain. Box, 56, swerves around the car, cuts off the driver, then brakes several times. The slow driver pulls over when Box starts screaming and throwing things at their car. Box pulls over in front of the driver, gets out of the car, and runs toward the car. The slower driver reverses away from Box, who then rips down his shorts and shakes his genitals. Okay, that'll work. The careful driver manages to get Box's tag number. Florida cops find Box at his home that afternoon, where he's arrested for exposing himself. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in Missouri, where a man already facing a number of serious charges has now been indicted for murder. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Clay County Prosecuting Attorney Zachary Thompson has announced that Timothy M. Hazlett has been charged with the murder of 36-year-old Janie Crosdale, who was killed by what Thompson described as homicidal violence. Crosdale's remains showed impact wounds consistent with a gunshot. Hazlett, from Excelsior Springs, Missouri, is also accused of keeping a woman hidden in his basement while repeatedly sexually assaulting her. He has been previously indicted on charges including rape, sodomy, assault, kidnapping, and endangering the welfare of a child. He is currently held at the Clay County Detention Center on a $5 million bond. Hazlett was arrested in October 2022 after a woman escaped from his locked basement and sought help from a neighbor. According to the probable cause statement, she fled wearing a trash bag, a padlocked collar around her neck, and duct tape. The survivor reported that Hazlett had lured her to his home with an offer of money, then held her at gunpoint, raped her, and forced her to take narcotics. She endured weeks of torture before escaping. The woman also told authorities that Hazlett had claimed to have killed two other women. Police followed over 100 leads and spent more than 1,200 hours on the investigation, which included searching for Crosdale and posting a missing person billboard in Kansas City. The breakthrough came in June 2023 when kayakers found a blue 30-gallon barrel containing a skeleton near the Missouri River in Saline County. The remains were identified as Janie Crosdale in July of 2023. Prosecutor Thompson stated the investigation is ongoing and urged anyone with information to come forward.
The charges against Hazlett are based on the current evidence, and authorities continue to seek further details in this harrowing case.
Thanks, John. Aisha Jackson, 22, spends a week in Houston with family after she breaks up with boyfriend Samaji Dismuke. She gets a ride home from a relative who drops her at her El Dorado, Arkansas apartment 9 p.m. Next day, her mom swings by to say hello. She finds the door to the apartment open, bags inside, along with Aisha's cell phone and wallet, but no Aisha. Prior to the disappearance, Aisha called police twice to report the ex-boyfriend broke into her apartment. Cops immediately suspect he has something to do with Aisha's disappearance. Charges never formally filed. Aisha Jackson, African-American, 4'11", 135 pounds, heart tattoo on her chest, vine tattoos on her abdomen. Last seen wearing a red and white tie-dye shirt, a black skirt, and black tights, now missing 4 years. If you have info on Aisha Jackson, call El Dorado, Arkansas PD, 870-881-4800. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.